Do you remember what kind of clothes people would wear now, say your parents' generation?
Well, I suppose the women always had shawls. I'd say more so on the north side than in the south side. Their idea for keeping children warm, anyway, for them, you know, like they kind of wrap them up in that. And where the men were concerned, I suppose the suit of clothes would be used on Sunday for going to Mass, and that could be put back into the pond then again on Monday. The pond was played a very important role in people's finances, you know. But they were dreary places, because where we went to school, there was a pond broker next to the school, and anytime you go in there was always this smell of kind of musty clothes.
And was that on Blarney Street?
That's right.
Yeah, they must have been peculiar places to walk into.
But people use them all the time. Mm. Now, saying that, next to the pawnbroker, there was a bar, and it was known as the White Eagle. And I reckon he'd have been one of the first Polish people to come to Cork.
Huh.
He was married to a Kerry woman, and he was he was known locally as Mr. K. I'd always say to people, do you remember the Pole that lived in Blarney Street, and people forget it? But he came over after the Second World War and settled down. And I reckon he'd have been about, there wasn't that many Polish people in Cork.
No, there wouldn't have been.
And what he'd done, he painted the bar the same colour as Poland, with the eagle and all inside it.
Yeah.
So like, we had that little bit of influence of European just by him being there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was a small man. He always struck me like a kid because he had a small moustache. This has nothing to do with it, but his son went on later to win the lottery.
Oh.
When the lottery started in 1986, there was 36 numbers in the lottery.
Yeah.
And he had a son called Stephen. And above in Scruffy Murphy's in Dublin, they formed a syndicate.
Yeah.
And when it came up to a million, this would be in 86, they were able to do every accumulator and they won it.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the past, but like,
yeah,
it shows you the pole coming to Cork's son won the last one.
Jeepers.